Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from 2 John, verses 1 through 6. The elder to the lady chosen by God and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which lives in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, from Jesus Christ the Father's Son, will be with us in truth and love. It has given me great joy to find that some of your children were walking in the truth just as the Father commanded us. And now, dear lady, I am not writing you a new command, but one we have heard from the beginning. I ask that we love one another, and this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in the love. Walk in love. So this passage is one that probably many of us don't often deal with. 2 John is not a book that I think I've heard preached from much. It's interesting, in the beginning, the elder is speaking of John himself. John, sometimes in his later years, called John the Elder. And the lady is actually a church, not a specific woman. So the lady chosen by God and her children, whom I love in the truth, is speaking of a church, and we're not sure what church it is. But one thing that I know about 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, if you read them, is that John is one of these preachers that we say about most preachers, they have one sermon. And if I could say what John's one sermon is, it is love one another. That's ultimately what following Christ looks like. And so in the beginning here, there's a bunch of references to truth. I almost chuckled as I read the word truth, because you just kept seeing truth. And ultimately for John, truth is a person. It is Jesus and Jesus' teaching. And the Spirit will lead us into truth, John says in John's gospel. And so there's this idea of, if you are living in the truth, you will begin to love. And it's not a new command. Even in John's gospel, Jesus says, a new command I give you. And yet it's not a new command. It's from the beginning. In fact, even the Old Testament, Jesus will say that love kind of underlines all of the law. And so there's this idea that all the law and the prophets hang from the law of loving God and loving your neighbor. That's what Jesus said while he was on this earth, the greatest commandments. And so John picks up on this, and here he says, what does love look like practically? He doesn't give us a list of things like Paul will often do, but he gives us this idea of obedience. So if we love God, we will obey God. We will live in God's commands. Why? Because God's commands are the best for us. So love looks a lot like obedience, but also obedience looks a lot like love. And so if we try to be obedient, but without love in our hearts, it will become legalism. It will become what the Pharisees, Jesus accused the Pharisees of, just following these laws without the love of God in filling their hearts. And so this book of 2 John is a very short book. In fact, this is about half of the book right here. It once again encapsulates John's one sermon, and that is that love is at the center of everything we do. When we love, we will obey God's commands necessarily. It's not like we're trying to or we have to because God said to. It's because when love fills our hearts, we will live in loving ways, and God's commands are always loving. They're always for the good of not just ourselves, but others. And so this is what this passage says to this church. Some of you are walking in the truth. The truth is to love. And it's not a new command. It's the same one Jesus gave. We're not making something new up. But ultimately, love is what underlies everything. And love will eventually look like obedience today. So today, as you go out there in this world, it might be a good time to look at your life and say, am I living in loving ways? Am I being obedient to what I know God has called me to? Because love and obedience will always line up together. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day. Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.